T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you very much. Good morning to everyone. I'd like to introduce and thank Secretary of State Rosana Rosado for joining us. The Secretary of State, besides all her other duties, also was the co-chair of the New York State Complete Count Commission, which did a lot of work on the census and how New York State can successfully complete the census. The co-chairs of the New York State Complete Count Commission will be working with the Census Council, which we're going to be speaking about today. The other co-chair of that Complete Count Commission was Jim Malatris, president of Empire State College. Empire State College is part of SUNY. Operator pronounces it Sunny. It is Sunny at SUNY all the time. And he's doing a great job as the president of the Empire State College, and he also served as the co-chair of the New York State Complete Count Commission. I want to thank them both for their work and thank them in anticipation of the work they're going to be doing with the Census Council, which now takes their work to the next level. The Census Council will be designing an organization and coordination plan to make sure we're doing everything we can to get the best, most accurate census count that we can. And I'm honored that we have co-chairs of the Census Council, Martin Luther King III, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Lucy Liu, who will be the honorary co-chairs of that effort. We're also going to propose in the budget tomorrow, state budget that's presented tomorrow, an additional $10 million for the census coordination effort. And it's appropriate we talk about that today because it is the 91st birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And he was one of America's great voices in defense of freedom, justice, and equality, as you all know. He devoted his life to expanding voter rights to make sure that every voice was heard and every voice counts. And the message is particularly relevant this year, 2020. When we're undertaking our nation's 24th census. This census was designed as a device by our nation's founders. It was so important, they put it in the Constitution, and they put it in the Constitution as Article 1, even before they adopted the Bill of Rights. Why? Because you can't have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people if you don't know who the people are and where they live. And that's what the census is supposed to do. The census has dramatic effects on this state. It determines the representation in Congress. It determines how many electoral votes you get. And it's the basis for distribution of federal funding. And that's important because New York is already the country's largest donor state, giving Washington $27 billion more than we receive. $27 billion, the largest donor state. And that's why it was so insulting when they passed the SALT tax on New York, which actually increases that deficit. My budget will put an additional $10 million to the census effort. That will be a total of $70 million. And we're going to be asking the Census Council to be a new effort that will coordinate our efforts to count every New Yorker. I'm excited about the co-chairs, Martin Luther King III and Lin-Manuel Miranda and Lucy Liu. Martin Luther King III, you know, was Dr. King's eldest son. He's dedicated his life to social justice and equality and freedom. I've worked with him for many, many years. And he is a great civil rights leader. He leads the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He also heads Realizing the Dream, which is dedicated to carrying out the legacy of both his father and his mother, Coretta Scott King, who was also a great inspirational civil rights leader. I had the pleasure of working with her on many occasions. I actually had the great honor of being invited by her to give the address on Martin Luther King Day when I was HUD secretary at Dr. King's church. So it was a very powerful for me that Martin Luther King III would be part of this effort. Lin-Manuel Miranda is a Washington Heights native. He's a composer, actor, singer, playwright. He brought the Founding Fathers' wisdom to life for an entire new generation. It is amazing, not just what he did as an artist, but in terms of civic leadership. You have a whole generation of young people who he connected with in a way our government hasn't connected in a long time. He's also a great champion for Puerto Rico, and I've worked with him on that issue for years, and I'll continue to work with him on that. And Lucy Liu, who is from the great county of Queens, as am I. She, however, has done very well. And she is just a star. She is the American story discovered on a subway. She's a great success. And she's also done a lot of good. She's an ambassador for UNICEF. She's a spokeswoman for the Human Rights Campaign. So I think their leadership and their ability is going to be a great help as we're reaching out to get people to stand up and be counted. The council will be holding conferences. They'll be starting soon around the state to engage people. This is important for all New Yorkers. Every New Yorker should be concerned about getting a fair count because it affects every New Yorker. We're putting up a new information website on the census that has 103 different languages. And it is going to require a special effort because we have to deal with the times that we are in. And this is a time of fear for many communities. You have Muslim bans. You have racial attacks. You have religious attacks. You have ICE raids. And people are obviously sensitive about giving personal information to this federal government. So we need to reach out, explain to people that this information is vital for the state and cannot be used against them in a negative way. But given this environment, that's a task easier said than done. And the census for me is part of what New York is saying to the nation, that diversity is a positive, not a negative. Diversity is a strength, not a weakness. We celebrate diversity in New York. We tolerate discrimination of none, not based on religion, not based on ethnicity, not based on old stereotypes. And when one of us is attacked, on that basis, we all rally together to support one another. And that is a message and a concept that was ingrained to me as a young boy growing up in Queens, which was always a diverse county, growing up in an Italian-American household, where my grandparents talked to me and told stories and would cry when they talked about stories of stereotypes that were used against Italian-Americans, many of which are still used against Italian-Americans. And then on a much, obviously, more dramatic scale and a more painful scale, what's going on today against the Muslim community, against the African-American community, against the Jewish community, the rising anti-Semitism. This is the challenge of our day. And Martin Luther King Jr. said, the time is always right to do what is right. The time is always right to do what is right. This is right. Counting every New Yorker is the right thing to do. and we will do it. With that, let me turn it over to our great Secretary of State, Madam Secretary of State, Rosanna Rosanna.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.